We are adjourned. And welcome to, you got to change.
No tape changing.
Oh, good job. Okay. We're welcome to the regular session of the RDA meeting for June 20th, 2023. First item is consideration of resolution RDA 2023-03R, a resolution to allow Hatch Park funding from the Redwood Road and Highway 89 RDA projects. Heidi?
Thank you. We will have Jason Birmingham do most of this presentation, but I did prepare a memo just providing some background on this concept of using tax increment funds outside of the actual project area. It's allowable by the Community Reinvestment Act, so long as certain parameters are met and it's the project provides community benefit. So we've employed or contracted with Lewis Young, Robertson, and Birmingham to prepare a study for us, looking at the project itself, the area, and the different project areas that would be impacted, which is the Highway 89 redevelopment area and the Redwood Road project area. Eaglewood Village is committed all the way out and has no leftover increment funding. Most of it's committed back to the developer through the life of the project. And so I think I'll turn it over to Jason.
Welcome, Jason.
Thank you for having me. Good evening, members of the board of the redevelopment agency, I guess, officially now. Let me just make sure I'm on the same thing here. So hopefully you have this up in front of you. Good evening, my name is Jason Birmingham, as was mentioned. I'm with Lewis Young, Robertson and Birmingham, principal and owner. We are a financial advisory economic development firm and have worked significantly with Utah cities, including the city of North Salt Lake and its redevelopment agency. It's always a privilege and a pleasure to be here. We certainly appreciate the many good things that happen here in North Salt Lake, economic vitality. I love that you talked about the golf course tonight and some of the other things that certainly are unique and special to this city. And so it sounds like you've got another project that's also significant. And we were asked to look at the possibility of using funding from these community reinvestment areas or community development areas to fund a public infrastructure improvement relative to the Hatch Park project. I know that you've undertaken a lot of effort in planning and considering how that fits in with your overall general plan, the town center plan to bring walkability, to bring more opportunity for gathering places and other things for your community. You've talked a lot about that tonight. We have prepared a study and also a resolution. What I was going to briefly discuss tonight is just go over the analysis that's required to allow for the RDA to capture these funds. And then what goes along with that is a resolution of the redevelopment agency to then adopt formally the study and then also approve the beneficial purpose of using funds within a designated geographic area to be able to use those outside of this area. So if you, thank you, whoever's running that, that's great. I don't even know, that's perfect. Oh, thank you. Man, you're way on top of it. So a number of years ago, this probably goes back about 20 years ago, legislative direction was provided because there were a number of community, what I would call quality of life elements that were public infrastructure driven but had a very direct impact on economic development, quality of life, specific to designated project areas, CRAs, RDAs, EDAs. At that time, the legislature enacted what I'm referring to here in 17C-409, which provides the redevelopment agency an opportunity to authorize project funds to be used outside of project areas for purposes of public infrastructure. Now, to the extent that that is a determination or something that you would consider, there are some basic considerations that have to be met. Those are listed here. One includes kind of the basic standards in which 17C outlines, which includes, you know, quality of life, conformance with general planning directions, economic development activity, et cetera. There's also a distinct thing that has come out of the last legislative session that we are prohibited from, which is we couldn't use the funds for public infrastructure that might be related to retail activity. Now, that was adopted recently. Our study had concluded that even though there might be retail components of recreation, events, so forth, that that was only ancillary and was not the objective of this. And so the prohibition in 11-41-103, we do not believe applies to this. Even if it did, it's a very small percentage of what is participated here with your increment versus the overall project cost. So even if we had to divide and kind of put retail over here and put the rest of the projects over here, we'd have more than enough qualifying projects. So I just thought I'd mention that. The other thing that's significant is when you adopted your Redwood Road and also the Highway 89 project, you formally adopted plans and budgets, and they were specific to objectives, statements of what you wanted to see happen within those project areas. So the statute also says, well, we've got to conform with those. If you want to spend money outside of the project area, we've got to ensure that those project area plans and budgets also contemplate some of this opportunity. And we did determine that that does exist. The last one is really the interlocal agreements. Both the CDA, which is the Highway 89, which is a community development area, and the Redwood Road CRA, which is a community reinvestment agency or area, they both required interlocal agreements with the taxing entities. So it wasn't a taxing entity committee that just had a one vote up or down. It was each of your participating taxing entities had to enter into an interlocal agreement with you. And so that's also a governing principle here, that we had to ensure that the interlocal agreements also provided the flexibility and the bandwidth to do it. We can determine that that was also the case. Go to the next slide. The study is included in your packet. But I think a couple of things I just highlight that are significant in qualifying this infrastructure. In the Highway 89 community development area specifically, it does talk about repeatedly in the plan and the budget the idea of gateway and extension of town center concept and master plan. It further suggested that if the infrastructure met promoting gathering places, walkability, recreation, cultural arts, and economic expansion, it also would be consistent with what you wanted to accomplish in Highway 89. Based on our analysis and determination of what the Hatch Park is going to do, it's going to meet that very well and very consistent. The Redwood Road community reinvestment area listed the following two: revitalization and connectivity. Connectivity was an important thing. Redwood Road's out here, the city's up here. The idea of connecting more to the economic core of the city was important for that plan to be met. And we felt like that was probably the highest objective that was met by virtue of this Hatch Park development, that it does tie more so the core of what they're doing down there, what could happen down there, to the overall economic core of the city. It also talks about increased number of commercial, retail, office, industrial uses within the community, not specific to the project area, but even through the community. We believe this will bring visitation, residents, non-residents, commercial businesses and others that will be attracted, we believe, to this area. So we felt also that the Redwood Road objectives were significantly met. The next slide, Wendy, thank you. The overall concept plan, which you're well aware of, I don't need to go through that, but the plan of finance, I think, was significant as I visited with Heidi and Ken and others. This was the snapshot that was given to us, which was really helpful, because it really shows that Redwood Road fund balances or tax increment, as well as the Highway 89, are really only about 20% of the overall financing, 21 to be exact. Percent, and that park impact fees 10% or so, but the majority of this, 68% I believe or so, comes from RAP tax revenues, which is the primary vehicle, I think, that you're probably servicing bonds and how you're paying for a lot of that. That is significant because our analysis determined that the cost benefit ratio significantly higher than what this $3.1 million or $1.9 million would be. The next slide, just a quick quality of life measurements. The three bullet points that I'd really focus on is there's strong discussion, I think through your master plan that was done for the town center, very consistent with conformance to the overall general plan, and the idea of creating more recreational, cultural, open spaces, gathering places for residents and visitors. Clearly, that's very much the design of the Highway 89, and we believe also the Redwood Road. The last statement we'd make is where we then lead into the economics. Multiple studies outside of even what we have done suggests that there's a high correlation between resident attachment to a project and local economic activity. It's really the idea of capture of those that live nearby that will be attracted to this area, which will create economic activity. But it also is part of capturing your own residents that would also have other opportunities, but this would be something that would motivate them to stay closer to home to spend some of those dollars. The last slide that I just go over here, thank you, is really the last component of it, which is the economic benefit and enhancement. We determined annual visitation on kind of a low estimate of 10,000 per people per year, up to 15,000 would be attracted to this particular venue. And then using direct economic output, we've determined the amount of dollars that would be spent in those areas. And so on a direct input or a direct output, I should say, we're suggesting it's at least $500,000 to almost $1 million annually. The multiplier effect, as calculated by urban planning and other, would suggest this type of development has more like a 4 to 4.5 time multiplier. You can see that we've used 3.75. So we're using a pretty conservative multiplier to gather or get to the point where we're saying it's a 3 to 4.5 or almost $5 million annual economic input. That's important to us because our ultimate conclusion here is that the RDA certainly has justification. They meet all of the statutory requirements in terms of qualifying projects. It does meet the standards of the plan and budget documents as well as the interlocal agreements. And our analysis is merely, I guess, an exhibit to the resolution. I don't know if I need to cover the resolution or if you have any questions before we go to that, but the resolution is simply a resolution authorizing these funds to be diverted to from the project areas into the Hatch Park. Then it would be used according to the finance plan that the city has put in place. This exhibit, not the presentation per se, but the more in-depth study, is what would be attached to the resolution. And I'm happy to address any questions if you might have any.
I have a couple of quick questions. Yeah. I think this is a great idea, and I appreciate it, but I'm also concerned about the Redwood Road redevelopment, reinvestment. How much money would stay in there for, just an estimate, for redevelopment on the Redwood Road area? And also, would we have enough money to pay for the bond that we took out for Foxborough Wetlands Park?
That's a good question, Heidi. Do you want to? I've got a comment on it, but I'm not sure of the exact figure.
Yes, and I don't have the exact figures in front of me either. I will try and look for that. I'm not sure if it was included in the initial presentation back from September. We did run the project area out through its life cycle and took into account all of the existing commitments until they ended. And I believe we are still leaving more money than we are taking towards projects in the project area. So for example, I think if we go back, it was 3.1 for the Redwood Road.
Yeah, if you go back a few slides, I was just going to comment on that. I think it's right here.
Yeah, the 3.1, we were leaving, I believe, more than that at the end of the project life to still put into additional improvements into that area or into the
I think I remember that from September. Thank you.
Okay. I'm sorry, I don't have the exact number.
There's $4.3 million in the Wetlands Park that's being reserved. That is, it's not being used for this purpose. It stays in the Redwood Road.
Yeah, I was just going to comment, though. Yes, I believe there's two answers. One is the Wetlands Project is already taken out of this, so it's already reserved for something else. It doesn't come out of any of these monies, I think, just as Ken alluded to. My recollection is the 3.1, what was in addition to that, I thought was another $5.3 or $5.6 million.
And would that include the Foxborough Wetlands Park? Or
that's separate.
Already, okay. And then second, this is a great presentation. On slide 3, I'm unaware of what kind of partnership we have with Woods Cross, and I'm hoping you can help explain that as part of this. It's in the project overview section.
The first sentence.
Yeah, so do you mind if I try to answer that?
Yeah, Ken, sorry.
Jason.
I just can't see it yet. I see it now.
I think the sentence is probably most correct without the reference to Woods Cross City.
Yeah, so I'm familiar with a partnership with the Rec District. I'm just not familiar with a partnership with Woods Cross.
I guess our context is probably going back more to 2013 and maybe even 2013, 2014. That time when the Recreation Center was initially financed, I guess that's 2012, the Recreation had a ballot proposition to finance that with the GO bonds. At the time, there was also discussion that at some point later in the future, that this would not be the only project that the South Davis Recreation District would entertain. Not that they had committed to or would do, but that instead of Bountiful being the one spot where any and all recreation would be, the idea was, at the time, I believe Woods Cross, North Salt Lake would be potential areas where there might be satellite types of facilities. Ball fields, I think, primarily was maybe what was identified at Woods Cross. And then I think a rec center or something maybe supportive of the original rec center maybe in North Salt Lake. I think that was more of the concept at the time. I'm happy to take that out if you have a concern about that.
I just wanted to make sure we weren't expecting them to pony up any money.
We're not.
No.
Yeah, and I don't think it's accurate to say in partnership with Woods Cross City. We do have a letter. We do have a letter with some commitments that the council approved that we sent to the Recreation District, that we would set aside 3.5 acres of property in Hatch Park for a period of time. So that is absolutely true that we have a a partnership with the Rec District.
Have we heard anything back from the library board?
Yes. I did hear back just last week from the library director. He informed me that the library board and the county commission had determined that they were going to work with Bountiful City to make improvements to the existing library, and that may mean demolition of the library and reconstruction of the of a new library in Bountiful, and that they had moved off of our consideration of our site at the Hatch Park. The one caveat I would add is that the county commission is very interested in Hatch Park being a smaller location where they could have maybe a satellite service or meeting space. They were a little bit vague, and I think they wanted me to not feel completely demoralized with their answer. So they threw me a little bit of encouragement that maybe in the future.
We could designate a parking stall for a bookmobile.
Maybe
there.
Or dedicate a picnic
board. I mean, I think, yeah, anyway. But I did get that word from the library director. I think it was even Friday, so I just hadn't had time to let everybody know.
We were really anticipating that result.
I mean, I think they told, one of the commissioners and the director told the mayor and I in a meeting that that was likely going to be the outcome, so I don't think it's a surprise.
So I think we're banning books anyway.
That's good.
I have a few questions.
Sorry.
That's okay. So at a higher level, just help me understand conceptually, the reason we would draw money from the Redwood Road CRA is to avoid having to find that money elsewhere. Yes? Okay, then that, on still on slide 3, I am, can you help flesh out this concept that these two bullet points under the Redwood CRA are being met by the Hatch Park redevelopment? And my concern specifically is looking at Redwood Road and building connectivity to the rest of the city. I don't actually see that happening in this project. And when I talk about increase in number of retail and office, it's my understanding that that CRA is focused on increasing the number of retail and commercial in the Redwood Road District. So it's not actually meeting the Redwood Road District, it's meeting that purpose right for this area. And I'm not seeing how those are being met.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. Our conclusion there was is that with the increased activity, even within the Common Core, would have a multiplier or an extension effect of that along Redwood Road, with more vitality created along here. What we've seen is, you know, economic regions will prosper based on other types of amenities that are within the community. If you've got gathering places, if you've got, movie in the park nights, or you have other social opportunities where people can come and recreate, then we see many employers actually looking for those locations to be, because it is a quality of life standard. So I think you're right. I don't know that we were trying to necessarily say it's directly only because of that, but we do believe that we'll see a lot of benefit along Redwood Road because businesses will look at those quality of life measures, place for gathering, social opportunities to do things. So I think that's the main aspect of what we were trying to address there.
So if I'm understanding you, what you're kind of saying is that it creates more of a magnet, and that drawing people towards the magnet increases that connectivity.
Yeah.
And I see that point.
Yeah.
My question is, under the requirements for the Redwood Road CRA, would that count as increasing the number of commercial, retail, office, industrial areas within the community? Like, are they not saying within the Redwood Road community?
Yes, and I think we're suggesting that it would increase in there as well. That would be our belief in terms of the multiplier. It will.
It's kind of like you make something nice nearby, and it will have the effect of making that place nicer.
Yeah, for an example, let's take any type of business development activity that, you know, you might look at location. Well, Utah has had very successful business development and job creation. Well, what has created that nexus, if you will, for that? Well, a lot of it has to do with our lifestyle. and our proximity to national parks, our proximity to mountains, to recreation, et cetera. That's not within the areas where they build these projects. So our belief is that this is an amenity-rich concept where you're going to put into Hatch Park that companies that might be industrial or light industrial or warehousing or back off, you know, front office space with warehouse behind, because of the quality of life element, that's where they'd locate as opposed to somewhere else. So we do believe it would increase some of that activity along Redwood Road as well by virtue of locating close to that proximity, but not necessarily right in it.
Does the Redwood Road Community Reinvestment Area include any of the industrial park?
It does.
It does. Okay, good. Because I'm like, we don't want light industrial on Redwood Road, but we want it in the industrial park.
So I'll speak maybe to the councilor or staff with regard to this moving forward. I think as a policy choice and funding choice, if we are to divert such a large portion of the money out of the CRA, Redwood Road CRA in particular, then priority and emphasis should also remain on making sure that we have projects there that are doing this directly, so that citizens can't come to us and say, hey, you actually had money to make this area nicer and you didn't, and you decided to use that money for Hatch Park. But if that area is already nice, we're not likely to get that complaint. So when we have projects that come up, we have opportunities to improve that area. Obviously, the wetlands project is going to feel wonderful when that moves along. But that we prioritize, this place has to maintain a really wonderful reinvestment feel. Otherwise, we are very much at risk of being told, you took the money away that you were supposed to spend here and you made it nice somewhere else. And that is...
yeah.
Potentially, the critique is that's a violation of what this was meant to be to do.
I might, and I apologize that I'm just reading off of my laptop computer, but in one of the, in this $5 million that we've been talking about, let me just read some of the projects that we may have completed already, but that were that have been on the list in that Redwood Road CDA in an attempt to answer your question. A portion of sidewalk on Cutler Drive, the sidewalks to connect across and make safer Redwood Road and 1100 North, sidewalk segments on the east side of Redwood Road. These are projects that haven't been done yet. We have funds set aside for more tree planting on the west side and the east side of Redwood Road. We have some tree planting on Center Street within the CDA area. We have $500,000 programmed for streetlight completion. That's a project that we need to really talk about as a city. And then $100,000 for city entrance and signage. We had nearly $3 million for property assembly, which we have not had to use. Some of that was for the Come and Go property. And so some of those funds will be available. These are projections of funds that we will collect over the lifetime of that project in the next 8 years. So so there are projects still remaining in the Redwood Road corridor that are important to us.
I appreciate that list. And I again, just to kind of summarize, I think that a focus on making sure that we continue to prioritize those projects so that we can be seen as also living true to this community reinvestment agency in the Redwood Road area will help if we also choose to divert some money elsewhere. Otherwise, I personally find that very disingenuous to what this originally was meant to be. But ideally, we can do both. And that's what I would like. So as long as we continue to do that in the Redwood Road area.
So I would add something that maybe predates this council, but when this... but it doesn't predate Jason because he helped us create this CDA many years ago. The initial projection of the TIF that would be generated was less than $7 million. Because industrial development and redevelopment of buildings has been so robust in this area, the projection is now over $12 million. So I don't think that in the absence of that sort of explosive growth And I have some job creation numbers that we've created several hundred jobs in the area, which was also part of the plan. In the absence of that growth, I don't think that city staff would have made a proposal to the council to use funds from the Redwood Road CDA area for Hatch Park. We would have found other means. So I think I would try to dispel any feeling that we're taking project funds away from things we wanted to do in Redwood Road, because the pie has just gotten much bigger since the creation of the CDA, and we retired the obligations to Lee's Marketplace much quicker than we thought we would, and it's just been a very robust TIF collection area. So, yeah.
Is that it, Jason? Anything else? Any other questions? All right, I will entertain a motion for consideration of resolution RDA 2023-03R.
I can make the motion, Mayor. I move that the board approve resolution 2023-03R, a resolution approving the utilization of tax increment funds from the Community Development Project Area, or CDA, of Highway 89 and the CRA project area and the Redwood Road CRA project area to be used for the purpose of funding a portion of the Hatch Park project.
I'll second it.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
I think this is going to be a great addition to every resident of the city. So, yay, great job.
Let's start with Elisa.
Aye.
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 Oh, you can vote. Excuse me, Mayor. Sorry.
Here's my one chance.
Do it one more time. Do it one more time.
Aye.
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 Thank you. That passes. Next item is the public hearing and consideration of the resolution RDA 2023-04R, resolution adopting the final RDA budget for the fiscal year 23-24. Heidi, do you?
No, you're good. This will give me some time to provide some background and summary information. So the RDA budgets are very straightforward. We have the three project areas, two of which we just discussed, as well as Eaglewood Village. In this budget is $400,000 of that increment from the Redwood Road RDA going out of the project area or the redevelopment budget and into the parks debt service fund. That covers of this 2024 debt service payment, about 25 to 30% of the total payment. So that the annual payment on that Hatch Park debt is $1.3 million. So only $400,000 is being directed from that increment into to the Hatch Park project. So if that helps put it in perspective. If you take a look at the long-term pro forma on that we put out, we're front-loading increment funding towards the debt service payment until wrap tax, the existing debt, drops off. And then we will have another $200,000 to $300,000 a year that we'll be able to apply towards that annual payment. As far as the RDA budget goes, this is just a snapshot. We are adopting it outside of the regular budget because statutorily that's what we're required to do. And total budget is $2,676,800. And in the resolution, I have broken out how much is coming out of each project. So that equates to $630,000 from the Eaglewood Village project area, $1,103,875 from the Redwood Road project area, and $515,026 out of the Highway 89 project area. Were there any questions on the budget before the public hearing?
Seeing none, thank you, Heidi.
Thank you.
I will open up the public hearing for this resolution RDA 2023-04, adopting the final budget. Is there anyone here to address the council on this budget? Seeing none, I will close the public hearing and I will entertain a motion on this resolution.
I'll make a motion, Mayor. I move that the board approve a resolution 2023-04R, a resolution adopting the fiscal year 2023-24 redevelopment agency funds budget.
Second.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? We'll start with Ted.
Aye.
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 Thank you, that passes. Last item is approval of the redevelopment agency meeting minutes of May 2nd, 2023.
I read them and I have no concerns. So I'd like to make a motion that we approve them.
And I'll second.
Thank you, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you, that passes. Motion to adjourn.
Just a quick question. Well, you know what? I'll just do it after the adjournment, one-on-one. It's fine.
Okay.
Motion to adjourn part of the RDA meeting.
Second.
No.
No, but it always feels good.
Oh.
All right. We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Wow.
Long.